Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. That is, once again, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. One of the things I love about living here in Keene, New Hampshire, part of course, we moved up, as you know, last year, as early movers, part of the Free State Project. One of the things I love is the local talk radio station. And the reason why is because they don't screen their calls at all. You pick up the phone, you call in, your call just kind of gets put on hold, probably by the host himself.
Right. They don't even give your name. I just lay right into it. I don't even give my name out.
Johnny, I'm Johnny.
Well, I like giving my name out. I always say it's Ian from freekeen.com right at the start of my call. That way I get a plug-in for my website every single time. And so I called today because they just had the most boring topic on the air. Small town radio, you can't win them all, but they had some school board commissioners in just blabbing on about budgets and contracts.
How they needed more money. Give us more money for our school board commitments. I mean, you know, they're already getting something like 60% of the tax dollars anyway on property taxes, and they just want more.
And right. More and more.
So yeah, I had to go get my ballot from these people at the school board office thing, and they didn't even know how to give me a ballot to vote for absentee. They're like,
wait, the school board handles the election?
They handle the school board election.
That's strange.
Yep.
Well, anyway, so I called into the show this morning. This was the worst topic ever, and I asked them. I said, you guys probably never been asked this question before, but what would it take to volunteerize your system? And there was just some silence, a little bit of dead air for a moment as they all just tried to, you could hear the gears sort of cranking slowly in their minds. What does he mean by that? Volunteerize. And so I sort of went into a brief explanation about, if I don't pay, you're going to come take my house. If it's such a valuable product, then people would voluntarily choose to support it, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I made it a little longer than that, obviously.
Right.
And then then their answer was to start pointing out the things that are voluntary about the school system, which is good and everything. That's kind of something that's cool about living here in New Hampshire.
Right. You don't have to go if you don't want to. You just have to pay for it.
No. What I was saying is, here in New Hampshire, at least here in Keene, you can go to a park and you'll see structures that were completely donated to the park by local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a bridge over the Ishwaylut River here, completely donated by a local business. They get a little plaque mentioning that. And I think that's really cool because the taxpayers didn't have to pay for it. So that's what they started to do. They just started to list off the various different things about the school system that haven't been coercively funded. And that was their answer to me. They never actually got around to answering my question before I got dropped off the air. I wanted to say, hey, you didn't actually answer my question. You know, what would it take to volunteerize your system?
Nothing.
What I'm curious about is, does the city council have the ability to say, okay, you're cut off as far as the school board is concerned?
I don't know that the city council does, but the voters certainly do. If you look at what we're voting on March the 13th here in New Hampshire, is we're basically saying yes or no to all of their budgets. If everybody voted no on everything, the school board wouldn't get any money.
Yay.
Now, I'm sure that they won't do that. I'm sure that some people feel responsible for this monster, this terrible government baby, this infant terrible that they have created, and they're going to continue to give it money, and that's just how the government works. It fails at what it was supposed to do, and we give it more money. It fails again, we give it more money.
Like a spoiled brat.
1-800-259-9231, but my point being that it's so easy here, at least in Keene, to get into the discussion, to get our ideas promoted. And as I pointed out last night, or actually, Wayne, you didn't hear this. I don't know if you listened to last night's show, but Toby was one of our local activists, just super activist here. He hosts a TV show, and people are starting to recognize him now in public when he's standing in line. I don't think he actually told us on the air. When he's standing in line at Dunkin' Donuts, people will just come up to him and start talking to him about issues.
That's great.
So he was at a local city council meeting and he spoke out against an issue here in town. He got a round of applause. He was the only person to get a round of applause from the people in the audience, and of course the bureaucrats started clapping afterwards because they just want to follow the parade. But it's interesting because it's already happening. The ideas are already getting out there. People are already responding to them because, well, the fact is, our ideas make sense once you put a little bit of thought into it. Let's go to the phones and talk to George in D.C., waiting patiently. George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I was just thinking about, how about we start a free Fed project or a free gov project where someone that does a security like what I'm doing, where I would refuse to bust, rat out someone who's got drugs in their bag, for example.
That could get you in trouble, though. What if they send?
Whenever I get away with it, you know. I mean, right now I've saved about at least nine people who had weed from going to jail.
Really?
Yeah, in my 4 years of being there. So I think I saved the taxpayers about $450,000 if it costs like $50,000 a year to keep someone in jail.
That's awesome. By the way, George works for the TSA, in case you didn't know.
Yeah, so that's what I was saying. I was like, yeah, I think I've more than justified my salary, per se. I mean, I remember you saying back on Monday night you had no respect for bureaucrats, they don't do anything like that. Like, well, some of us do save money.
Okay, all right. Yeah, you've held my feet to the flames, and you're right. I guess, would that be considered monkey wrenching, or would that be sort of like a ghost activity?
That's a good question. I don't know. Probably a ghost, I guess, because if they don't know about it, and you know, I'm not.
How does it happen? Do you spot it on the X-ray machine,
you can't spot drugs on an X-ray machine, please.
You can
spot pills on it.
Are you rifling through a bag and you just spot it and sort of push something over on top of it and move on?
Yeah, and on two occasions, a passenger would be waiting in line, and I'd be out there, but. You know, like, dude, you smell like weed, dude. Seriously, they're going to bust you guys over there if you don't...
Oh, man.
They're going to recognize you. You know, it's like, oh, thanks, man.
What are people thinking? I mean, I understand the TSA is inept, but if you put a bag of marijuana in your carry-on bag or whatever, there's a chance that they're going to find it. There's a pretty good chance, I would think.
Seems like a bad idea.
Dude, here's how you do it. You get a can of like Folgers coffee, for example, or any can, those big cans of coffee. You empty it out. You put the weed in there, like very flat. Then you put the coffee back in there over it. You know, make sure the weed's sealed.
Everybody knows about that. I saw that on Miami Vice in the 80s.
Wait a minute, man. Are you kidding me? How many people walk through the airport with a can of Folgers coffee in their bag?
Whatever, you know. Maybe they like their own coffee. Maybe the hotel room doesn't serve coffee.
I guess.
Whatever brand of coffee you like. Make sure it's an expensive brand. That way, you know, they'll be like, okay. So, something really expensive, like Starbucks or something, where you don't like the hotel coffee. You want your own brand. You know, people, I mean, we got business.
So you're not talking about like a quart size can.
No,
a bag of coffee or something.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, like a small can that you see at a 7-Eleven.
Gotcha.
Nice.
In which you mix it in there, and don't bring too much. Just bring whatever you can use for personal use, and put it in there. That way, when they open it up, they just see coffee. I mean, we're TSA. We're not DEA.
You're not going to pour out the coffee into an alternate container to make sure that it's actually
coffee. Come
on, what
are we, customs? We're just going to ETD it to make sure there's no explosives.
ETD, what's that mean?
Explosive trace detection.
Okay.
That's where we swipe it and we pop the little swab it in the machine. There's explosives, you know.
All right, George. What's the phrase I use tomorrow? It's been suggested that I use the phrase "I don't have ID to show you" when I'm asked for identification by security at the airport. What's the best phrase to use?
I guess I don't have ID to show you might ought to work. But remember, it's not the guys asking for your ID. It's not the actual screeners. It's usually like the airport security or a private thing. At least that's how it is at my airport.
Right. Yeah, that's what I've noticed.
I haven't noticed the TSA having anything to do with looking at the IDs. That's airport security.
In fact, at my airport, we don't even ask for the boarding passes because the regular airport security, the AirServe in our airport, they're the ones who are supposed to spot the selectees and put them in the special area.
George, thank you for the call and the excellent drug smuggling tips. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You just don't get that on any other radio show.
No.
TSA agents calling in to give you hints and how to smuggle your pot onto an airplane.
I want some rubber glove secrets.
I, however, would recommend just leaving it at home and trying to score some at your destination. That's probably the best way to go about it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, more on the way. This is your show. You take control. It is Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's March 7, 2007. Gold is at $645.20, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $663.04, $333.54 for half, $167.07 for quarter ounce coins. That's $663.04, $333.54, and $167.07. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Once again, that number is 800-259-9231. And yes, you can bring up virtually anything. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free, the bulletin board system included. We've got about 200,000 posts for you to surf around through. Over 1,500 people are interacting. Lots of different topics, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or limited liability company. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. LegalZoom.com.
All right, so in lieu of your phone calls, there was something that happened in pop culture today that actually has some relevance. Normally we don't follow pop culture on this particular show, and I don't even know, is Captain America even considered pop culture?
I consider that comic books. Yeah, it's pop culture.
I don't know if it's as pop culture as they might have used to be, but I think to an extent it certainly is.
Anybody who follows the show knows that I'm a Captain America fan.
You wear his T-shirt.
I do. I have T-shirts and all kinds of stuff with Captain America on it, and coffee cups and those kind of things. I don't really buy the comics. I really just sort of like the idea of Captain America.
What is the idea of Captain America?
Well, defending the concepts of liberty and freedom in the American way for people.
So he's dead.
He is. Captain America has undertaken his last mission. At least for now. This is from the AP. The venerable superhero is killed in the issue of his namesake, I believe that's number 25 for those of you who want to go out and buy Captain America, that hit the stands on Wednesday. The New York Daily News reported on the new edition's pages, a sniper shoots down the shield-wielding superhero as he leaves the courthouse. Now get this, I've read all kinds of articles on this, and apparently it's not just one shot fired. But the authorities are saying that there was only one bullet.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
So, it ends a long run for the Stars and Stripes wearing character created in 1941. The character apparently was born in, like, 19—allegedly born. You know, like, this is his given birth date. It's like 1918 or something like that. As old as my grandmother would be. He'd be in his 90s. But he did have a stint from, like, 45 to somewhere around the late 60s where he was frozen after he'd fallen off a ship at the end of World War II. So, even if you take out 20, 25 years from a 90-year-old guy, he's still fighting in his elder years.
Well, he's not 90 in the comic books.
No.
He doesn't age.
No, he doesn't.
No.
He basically looks like a man maybe in his late 30s, early 40s. But he's certainly the sort of older guy, the leader amongst the Marvel superheroes.
So do you feel this has some symbolism?
I think that there's quite a bit of it in there. Marvel's been having this civil war going on between its heroes, and it's all sort of playing off the Patriot Act and the government spying that's going on. The idea is basically half the superheroes say, yes, we should reveal our secret identities to the government, and they're led by Iron Man. And the other half, led by Captain America, say, no, we shouldn't reveal, we should have this privacy, we shouldn't have to reveal our secret identities to the government. You know, what good would it do anyway? I mean, the government loses all kinds of information. We could have our secret identities and compromise our safety.
Sure.
That kind of thing. So there's been all kinds of fights between the heroes, and it's been a really great storyline, and I've been waiting till the end to get the trade paperback so that I can read the whole story start to finish.
Okay.
So I haven't read...
Anyway.
I don't know anything about it, other than what I've just told you, the basic plot. But, it seems like they're putting Cap on trial for treason. And of course, the sniper comes out. It's sort of reminiscent of how Lee Harvey Oswald was killed and that kind of thing. They don't get to say. But I would like to say that Thor has recently been cloned by Iron Man. So perhaps, rather than having Captain America stand up for charges on treason, it could just be a clone that was shot.
Oh.
Yeah, but the people die. I mean, heroes die in comics all the time. Superman died in 1993.
And he came back.
He's back.
Yeah.
Captain America is one of the most recognizable superheroes in the world.
Okay.
All you have to do is go look at Captain America on eBay, and you can find toys from Brazil. They usually have the colors wrong and stuff. I love to see the Captain America stuff from the other countries. They love Captain America, too. And there is no way that you're going to be able to put, to not have Captain America. Now, Steve Rogers is the alter ego of Captain America. He's basically just a guy in a suit. He was given the super soldier serum injection. He's not a superhero in the traditional sense. He doesn't fly. He doesn't shoot laser beams out of his butt. Nothing. Captain America is a guy with a bulletproof shield. That's all. and who can, you know, kind of flip around and stuff.
Well, it says here, I'm reading the Reuters version of the story, this is the end of Steve Rogers, the meat and potatoes guy from 1941, said Dan Buckley, the president of Marvel. But Captain America is a costume, and there are other people who could take it over. He's iconic, and we're continuing the comic books.
You know, since we're taking quotes, Joe Simon, along with, I believe, Jack Kirby, was one of the creators of Captain America originally.
Okay.
And I hate the artwork from the original Captain America, but I just don't like Kirby's artwork in general. But there's a little bit in this one article that I was going to read, because, you know, Joe Simon's sort of the writer, and he says, still, the character's death came as a blow to co-creator Joe Simon.
Mm-hmm.
We really need him now, said Simon, 93, who worked with artist Jack Kirby to devise Captain America as a foe for Adolf Hitler.
Oh, wow.
This poor old guy says, we need Captain America right now. And Marvel goes and
shoots him off.
You know, I'm so upset that Marvel and the writers there have allowed the government to win against the superheroes that want their privacy, as though they don't have the right to have privacy.
So the government has won, essentially?
That's
you haven't read the comic.
I haven't, but I know, you know, I can tell you what the outcomes are. It looks like the government and Iron Man win. They may decide to wrap it up. They have a tendency to do...
So is this the end of the Civil War series?
I believe it's over now.
If you've been following the actual storyline closer than Mark, I'd like to hear from you as to your interpretation of what's going on. 800-259-9231. And the reason we're talking about this, Mark, is because it does have some parallels to real life, right?
Yeah, this guy was the foe of Hitler, and now he finally was killed. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's... Yeah, finally, the guy that was standing against Hitler is finally dead, so what's going to happen to fascism in the world now?
Oh, boy.
You know, there is hope. There's a, you know, silver lining and all that. There's a Captain America movie supposed to be coming out relatively shortly,
really?
Next year or the year after. It won't be the first Captain America movie. I believe that there's three previous ones, and they are some funny stuff. Get the opportunity to see this one.
Right, from the 70s
especially
or something?
The one from the 70s. There's one from the early 90s.
Bad tights.
You know... But since Captain America doesn't have superpowers, he's not like doing the X-Men. X-Men would not have been possible 10 years ago because you needed the graphics to be able to do all these superpowers that these folks have. Right. I just saw Fantastic Four last night. You couldn't make the Thing. You couldn't make the Human Torch without believable and good-looking without these graphics.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Captain America, he doesn't fly. He doesn't, you
he's
know,
got a shield.
Get caught on fire or anything like that. He's just a guy in a red, white, and blue outfit.
See,
with a shield.
In the 70s, actors didn't take steroids yet either.
I see.
Yeah, well, Captain America certainly looks like he's on steroids. Or at least he's gotten bigger as time's gone by, too.
All right, so if you can give us a little more insight into the Captain America saga, I'm curious about it, as somebody who doesn't read comic books anymore. 1-800-259-9231, if you want to tie it into today's world events. Who's the sniper? Why did they take this moment to take him out? He was on trial. He was maybe going to go be put in jail or something like that. Why shoot him now? 800-259-9231. This is your show. You bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at libertystickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Packet8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, completely free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and thereby prove that they listen to the show. In fact, there's a new Shriner that has submitted herself. It's just that she submitted herself without telling me her name. So it's going to take me a few days to ascertain who this person is. But looking forward to posting her on our website as well. Shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to the fun. It's Sam in Texas on the Amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello, Sam.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, so I just caught the tail end of your TSA conversation. Apparently, you guys are flying without ID. And
I am. Mark's going to...
Heck no.
I'm going to have the ID. I'm just going to not tell them.
Chicken. Just do it, Mark. It's not that bad.
So you've done it?
Oh, yeah, several times.
And I don't go to the zoo and wag meat in front of lions either.
Well, I did it on the way out here. And, you know, you just tell the lady at the counter. This time I said, you know, hey, I don't have my ID. And she's like, oh, she made this face like, oh, no. I said, no, I do it on purpose. And here's why. And, you know, she was perfectly okay with it when I got to the security check. I just told the lady, I don't consent to your search. This is the first one. And she just kind of was taken aback for a second and said, oh, okay. And then they wrote, you know, no ID, and I got additional questions. And even waiting in line, I got into it with one of the bureaucrats that about 20 people in line, it took 30 minutes to get through security. And he said, I'm sorry, and said, well, no, you're not, because, you know, being in government means you really never have to say you're sorry. And a lot of the passengers around started laughing and so forth, and I eventually got to one that was really aggressive and rude, and he said, you know, this is about security, and this is serious. And if you don't like it, you can turn around and get out. And at the end...
That's how he feels about his country, too.
Yeah, exactly. The guy swabbing my bag, we got into it about, he was taking down my name and the stuff from the actual airline ticket. And I asked him, you know, what are you doing that for? And he said, oh, it's routine, nothing you need to worry about. I said, well, if it's nothing I need to worry about, you can tell me. And he said, you know, no, we can't. And we eventually got into a constitutional discussion.
National security.
And what he said is, if again, if you don't like it, you can go to Cuba or China or wherever else and leave here. And that's something I hear over and over and over again.
Yeah, it's so cliche.
And I'm kind of wondering, what's
this
good
is it, the land
response
of the free and, you know, the land of liberty.
That's right.
Okay, what was your question?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm thinking, hey, the First Amendment guarantees my right to free speech as well as to petition the government for redress of grievances. Mm-hmm. But do you guys have other ones that are even better than that?
Wait, do we have what? Better than what? I'm sorry, what was it? Can you rephrase that question?
Okay, yeah. So when you get this common response of, well, if you don't like it, just get out, what are some great counter-arguments or counterpoints to make with people who hold that viewpoint?
Wow, that's an excellent question.
You know, one of the place that I like to go is, well, it was my understanding that this was the land of liberty and the home of the free. And mm-hmm. what it sounds to me like you believe it is the land of tyranny and the home of the oppressors. And
okay.
I think that I have more legitimacy here than a big government. Our founding fathers were against big governments. And you use the validity of the Constitution, the validity of the founding fathers argument, which, you know, works with most people. They're like, uh-huh. Now, they've been trying to undo this argument with the Constitution as a living document argument.
Baloney.
But I don't think that's happened at this point.
I don't either. Okay.
You know what I say to people who say that to me? I say, you know, I'm not trying to make any trouble here. I just want to preserve the free America that we grew up in, because I see it slipping away and it distresses me.
That's a good one. There you go.
Yeah, I like both of it.
Sam, thank you for the call.
I'll try
appreciate
tomorrow
it.
When I fly home.
Thank you. Good luck. 800-259-9231. I don't have anything brilliant to say to that. I think you guys covered it. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Zeus in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello, Zeus.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Just calling about the whole Captain America hubbub.
Yes. Assassinated.
You wanted a little information on the background?
Right.
Of the Civil War miniseries.
Yes. 7 issues. Essentially, in the first issue, what sets it up is there's a group of heroes who are actually sort of they're trying to make a buck off mm-hmm. of a reality
TV show.
TV show, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's a disaster where one of the villains that they're going after ends up blowing up. And he ends up killing about 600 people in Connecticut.
Oh.
And after that, there's this big outrage, which is typical of what you'll see in the news these days, where something happens, and then next thing you know, somebody passes a law.
Okay.
In this case, it's the Superhuman Registration Act. And basically it means that anyone with powers, whether user or not, has to register with the government.
Uh-oh.
And so immediately that kind of divides people, the heroes, whereas some want to keep their right to privacy. They don't want to give the government a chance to use them,
mm-hmm.
Essentially like slaves. And Iron Man ends up taking, he believes that that this is the, going with this scheme is the only way to allow superheroes to continue doing what they do.
Uh-huh.
Whereas Captain America believes that this is against everything he's ever fought for.
Sure. So Captain America takes the principled approach. Iron Man takes the
fascist approach.
Well, no, because he wants superheroes to continue to be superheroes. So he's taking the practical approach.
Yes,
I see.
And essentially, what happens is in that same issue, the first issue, there's an agency called SHIELD, which pretty much the leader of SHIELD ends up saying to him, do you think we'll have any problem, or who do you think we'll have problems with? Because we're going to take them down.
Oh, boy.
And he pretty much says, what do you mean, we? And she sets a bunch of cape killers, as they're called in the book,
okay,
against him. He hasn't done anything. The law hasn't passed yet.
Him meaning
Captain America?
Yes, Captain America. And so he pretty much takes them all out and dives out of the ship.
Yeah, he ends up landing on a F-14 or something like that, ripping open the cockpit. The pilot's just surprised as he could possibly. How fantastic is this, right?
That's
he
amazing.
Falls out of a huge flying fortress onto an F-14, rips the cockpit off, and then lands it and gives the pilot an autograph.
He's very pleasant about it.
He is.
And as the series progresses, Tony Stark, who is Iron Man,
right.
Is getting closer and closer to Peter Parker, Spider-Man. And essentially, Peter now has, I don't know if you know the story of Spider-Man, which you've shared, a lot of people see in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of his life is about tragedy.
Okay.
And so now that he has a new place to live, he's getting paid money, he's got a brand new costume, thanks to Iron Man. And so everything is kind of changing for him, so he's kind of wooed by Iron Man to support his cause.
I see.
And so he unmasks on live television and reveals his identity.
Mm.
That's about the third issue, I believe, that happened in.
All right.
From that point on, one of the issues that they bring up as to why this is a good idea, this whole registration idea, is that superhumans tend to leave messes in the form of people who die and buildings that are destroyed and that kind of
thing. Cars picked up, supervillains swatted with them, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the final issue, Cap and his rebels have a big major blowout with the pro-registration forces.
Okay.
In the middle of New York. And then Cap, Captain America, kind of looks around and sees all the damage. After he's pulled off by, a fireman, an EMS worker, and a policeman. Well, there's a little symbolism for you. And just starts weeping and then gives up, which is nothing, that is not how the character's been written. For years and years.
What did he give up on, exactly?
The whole battle. The whole fight. He just surrenders, thinking that it's better for him to surrender and cut a deal.
And that's why he's being brought up on charges. If you can complete the story, hang on, Zeus, 800-259-9231, and give us your insights as to who the assassins are, why that happened. Captain America dead at age 90 or something. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to oneyeartoretire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to oneyeartoretire.net. That's oneyeartoretire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. Only moments remain, however. So just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. And that does include the archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the website. Download them. They're on us. And if you like the fact that we give all that stuff away, then head over and do some shopping. You can shop at store.freetalklive.com to buy Free Talk Live branded merchandise. Very high quality stuff. Or you can shop at Amazon.freetalklive.com, which will take you to the world's largest internet retailer, where you can shop in 35 categories of products and buy virtually anything you need for life. Seriously. And Free Talk Live will get a cut of anything that you buy. So it's a great way to help support the show. That's, once again, Amazon.freetalklive.com and store.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones, Zeus giving us the executive summary of the Captain America situation. The news broke, I guess, today that Captain America has been assassinated in the comic book series. It's a series that's essentially sort of mirroring what's going on in real life to an extent, as far as the government cracking down on freedom, the government forcing the superheroes to trying to force the superheroes to register themselves, their true identities, with the government.
Divide and conquer, too.
Well, now the superheroes have divided into two factions, and they've been fighting one another over this. And you say that Captain America has been sort of the leader of the faction that wants to retain their privacy in what is supposed to be a free country. And they've sort of had this conflict. There was a big fight in New York or something like that. And
Everything that happens in comics happens in New York.
And then you say that Captain America gave up. What happened next?
At the very last few pages of Civil War number 7, where Captain America surrenders, we see a so-called happy ending with Tony Stark, a.k.a. Iron Man, speaking with this woman who sort of stands in, she's a character who stands in as a sort of a Cindy Sheehan type of character, who pretty much generated the entire public opinion that drives all of this in the story.
Okay.
And he's explaining to her that he has a new initiative, which is essentially to create licensed heroes in all 50 states.
Oy.
So much for New York in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
And then after that, Captain America is arrested, and in his latest issue, although I have not read it, I have seen a previews.
So Captain didn't die in the Civil War issues, he died in his own comic?
That is correct.
Now, I thought that Civil War has been covering a lot of other comics, too.
Yes, it has. It has essentially crossed over, yes, to other issues.
Okay.
But in his own issue, this is post-Civil War, it's the epilogue. And he is going to a courthouse, and there are a number of characters who are attempting to spring him. But one of his oldest enemies, the Red Skull, has sent people to essentially assassinate him. After decades of real time, he's been failing all these years. He just so happens to get him this time.
Wow! So the comic book actually does reveal who the killer should be.
Yes.
And what's your prediction here as far as can they bring him back? How do you think they're going to do it? And what's the tie-in? What's the relevance here to America and freedom?
They certainly could bring him back. They could go with the clone issue, the clone issue, or the tie-in. They could also have it staged where there's a scene where the Punisher, who also had a movie not too long ago, picks up Captain America's mask, and he is essentially a weaponeer.
Right.
So if he was the assassin in disguise, he could have faked that. They could come up with all sorts of types of things. They could bring in a Captain America from another universe if they wanted to. But ultimately, the direction that Marvel seems to be going, both corporate and its writers, seems to be a significant sea change in how the stories are being told, and very big changes. Normally in comics, that doesn't happen. But it seems like in order for them to bring up the bottom line and make some waves to sell comics,
mm-hmm.
They are making real bona fide changes in the comics. And so what it looks like they're going to do is they'll probably, as alluded to in that article that I think Mark read, they will probably give the costume to his partner, who has recently returned from the dead. So returning from the dead is...
Is this Bucky in the Winter Soldier?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Bucky would be the natural successor to the throne, but there's been several Buckys throughout the years. And but you've had 60 years worth of comics out there. You're going to have a lot of storylines that kind of hang loose.
So what do you feel like the tie-in here is to real life and the America we live in? What's the message that Marvel's trying to send? Is there a message, or is it more just open to interpretation?
They like to say that it's open to interpretation, but if you read the issues, it absolutely has a... The pro-registration side is villainous in their actions. They're responsible for the deaths of several characters. There's just a lot of a fascist bent to the entire storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not every writer has gone along with that, fortunately, the editors essentially allowed some writers free rein to portray this as it should be as far as a libertarian perspective. But for the most part, it was portrayed in a fascist bent. And as far as how it kind of ties into libertarianism and America today, it's kind of amazing to see this all unfold and seeing the not only the writers support it, but the corporate guys that kind of run Marvel stating in all sorts of articles that Tony Stark, Iron Man's point of view, was the right one.
Really?
Yes.
That is disappointing. Zeus, thank you for summing all that up. We really appreciate the information, sir. Have a good night. 800-259-9231. So, essentially saying that Marvel and most of the people on staff there are taking the pro-government position, even though they've been painted to some extent in the comic books as the bad side. They're sort of taking that as, you need to do this. You need to register. You need to give up your privacy. It's a time of need for the homeland, blah, blah, blah.
Maybe they're doing it using reverse psychology because they're doing this to...
yeah, but to have the editors come out...
I'm wondering if Wayne's right, because Civil War has been the biggest thing since Secret Wars was in the mid-80s for Marvel.
It's the only time we've ever talked about comic books on this show.
It is. I haven't been interested in Captain America comics for 15 years. Haven't been interested in them. Didn't want to read them. I like Captain America. I'll buy some stuff with Captain America on it, but I'm not going to buy a comic book. I bought two Captain America comics in the last year trying to get into the Civil War thing, and I really couldn't. I'm going to buy the trade paperbacks, and I hope that'll clear things up for me. But they're selling a lot of comic books based on this, and I think that the controversy works. I'm hoping, I'm still hoping that, like Cap, Marvel can bring itself
back. They can wrap it up.
Yeah.
And turn it around maybe to appropriate position. We'll keep our eyes on it. 800-259-9231. Diane in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello, Diane.
Hey, Diane.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, I was wanting to call on this TSA thing. I flew out of Manchester, and I had to show ID to a guy at the podium right at the beginning of the line where you put everything in the bins.
Mm-hmm.
And I also had to show my boarding passes twice.
Okay.
Through that process. Had to take a laptop out of the case.
Mm.
They couldn't look at it in the case.
Right.
And so it was pretty, and they weren't very friendly. I was kind of surprised. So, cause I mean, it's a little place, and they weren't busy. So.
Sometimes they're friendly, sometimes they're not. And
right.
Just, it really
it's a crapshoot, for sure.
It really depends on whether you want your tyranny with a cherry on top or not.
There you go.
Well, we'll
I wanted to
happens.
Tell you
yeah.
what happened in Detroit.
Yeah, if you can do it in 30 seconds.
In 30 seconds, I probably can't.
Can you call tomorrow?
Sure.
All right, Diane, we'll talk to you then. Thanks. 800-259-9231. Short on time.
Yep.
Got to get the story out, and it needs to be done the right way. Let's go to Mike in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, dude, what's up?
I just wanted to congratulate you guys for moving up to New Hampshire.
Thank you.
It's a really decent thing to do. And I was wondering what you guys thought of the state and what you're doing for fun and what it's like up there.
Well, it is. It's beautiful up here. It's incredible. And the only regret I have is that I didn't come sooner. As far as what I'm doing for fun, I'm doing Free Talk Live.
And he doesn't go out.
That's not true. I do go out.
To Walmart.
I was out, you're laughing, but I was out this week at an event you weren't at, Mark. So
this
there.
Week.
Yeah.
Right. It would just seem funny to me when you ask Ian what he did for fun. I went downhill skiing last weekend, and that was pretty cool. I'd never done it before, and I've only learned how to stop myself by falling over. But there's a lot of things to do here.
You're doing karaoke?
I'm doing a lot of karaoke. And, pretty much all the stuff that I could do in Sarasota, I can do here, with the exception of, a couple of restaurants.
Yep. There you go.
All
hey,
right.
We hope to see you here at some point, Mike. Thanks for the call. It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And it's just an amazing place to live. Just so beautiful. And there really are. There's plenty of things to do here. Lots of action. In fact, we just had some people visiting tonight, as a
yeah.
matter of fact, visiting the area. There were people visiting last week. And there were people visiting the week before
Lots
then.
Lots of cool people here.
Really. The flow has started. As springtime comes around, more people are going to come here. It's getting exciting. We'll be back Monday night. See you then. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.